From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump will increase sanctions on Iran in the coming hours while, again, stopping short of reimposing sanctions intended to push the Tehran regime to give up nuclear weapons research. That, according to multiple news agency reports. The president was meeting with his national security team on the Iran question late Thursday. The Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, in answer to a VOA question at Thursday's White House press briefing, suggested that Trump's actions would get the Tehran regime's attention.
I am expecting new sanctions on Iran. We continue to look at them. We've rolled them out, and I think it's you can expect there will be more sanctions coming.
By law, the administration must certify every 90 days whether Iran is complying with a 2015 agreement it signed to limit its nuclear program. That certification deadline is Friday. President Trump reportedly used a vulgar and insulting word to describe African nations as well as Haiti and El Salvador during a meeting in the White House Thursday. Most broadcasters based in the United States, including VOA, do not permit the word to be used on the air. Some newspapers, including the Washington Post, have used the word on their websites. According to two people briefed on the meeting, the president reportedly used the word as he talked with lawmakers about a proposed bipartisan deal on immigration. He reportedly questioned why the U.S. would want to admit more people from, quote, S-hole countries. People briefed on the meeting noted that Trump said the U.S. should allow more immigrants from places like Norway. This is VOA News. Russia's government